Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas that relate to the laws of the Veses. The Veses is that time in the month where it's most likely that a woman is going to menstruate, and therefore there has to be precautions taken between husband and wife during such times. Last time we learned about some of the different types of vestos, the different types of these markers in time, and today we're going to learn about the laws that apply on them as well. This is based on the fact that the Gemara tells us, based on the Pasuk in the Torah, "Zaratem es b'nei Yisrael mitum asam," you should warn the nation of Israel again from their impurity, from their tumah. And Rabbi Yoshua says that this Pasuk comes to teach us, "Sheyifrashu min shoseim samach leveston," that husbands and wives should separate from each other at the time around their veses. The Gemara asks, how long must they separate? Rava says, an oina, a period of time. We're going to see in a moment what that is. Let's just do some basics here. First question we're going to look at is practices that are on the oina itself. So what is an oina? How long must they be separated from each other? So an oina is a one halachic period. It's a phase of either a day or a night. It's not 24 hours. It's usually around 12 hours. So if the oina is in the day, it's the entire daylight time. If it's at night, it's the entire night time. What is prohibited on the oina? So clearly marital relations are forbidden on the oina itself. But according to many authorities, all forms of intimacy are forbidden. That's kissing, hugging, things which could lead to more intimacy. Are the harachokos necessary? So do all the things kick in like in the stage of real nidus, like not passing things, not touching each other? And the answer is no. That's only if it's actually nidah itself. If a woman usually sees her periods during the day, from when is she forbidden? So if she usually sees during the day and her vesis is the day, that means that when the vesis time comes up, she's going to be forbidden during the daytime. Even if, let's say, she usually sees at the beginning of the day, nonetheless, the entire vesis till the end of the day is going to be asr. If she usually sees at night, what is asr? So when her vesis comes around, her ona is going to be the entire night. Even if she would usually see at the end of the night, the beginning of the night will still be asr. If a woman has 2 or 3 days of flow of blood, when is the vesis calculated from? So it's calculated from the time she starts to see. Right, so the first day becomes the time when the bleeding begins. That becomes the time of the oina. We now move to our second concept. That is the extra oina. How long must they separate from each other? So the most basic understanding is that it's for 12 hours, that daylight or that nighttime phase. However, there is an opinion of the Or Zeroa, which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch adopts la'alacha, that it is an entire phase beforehand as well. So it is 24 hours. So if usually she sees at nighttime, it'll be in the daytime before and at nighttime, which will be prohibited. And if she usually sees during the daytime, it'll be the nighttime beforehand and at daytime as well. Are there exceptions to this stricter opinion? So the Kitzur admits that if the husband is traveling or is just returned, which is one of the chiyuvim of oinah, the husband who had to be to the husband towards his wife, or if it's the leil mikvah for whatever reason, then in that case one does not need to be machmir for this orzaro as well. Should be noted that many poskim are makir on this orzaro, although there are many communities like the Kitzurahs that are machmir for this orzaro, which is an extra phase which is added on, which is called the oinah simucha leveses, which is this phase, this period of time, the 12 hours beforehand as well. We move on to our next concept, and that is about versus kavua and versus she'ena kavua. So if a woman has no fixed oina, so it's not like she sees the same time every month, the same group of days away from each other every month, then what should she do? So if a woman does not have a versus kavua, she does not see it a fixed time, what she does is she keeps what's called an oina bein oines. It's this 30-day oina, which is measured 30 days from when she saw. And this is considered the average time that people that average people see at, and therefore she is going to have that restriction. If a woman is that it, so is that all she has to do? So the answer is no. She would also need to observe the Vesas Hayamim and the Vesas Haflaga as well. So she'd have to have the interval amount of time from the last period would also be the day that she has to be concerned about, and the Vesas Hayamim and the day of the month. The day of the month and the verses and the oina bein oines are oftentimes the same thing, because oftentimes 30 days are apart. But in certain circumstances where the verses HaChodesh, or the verses HaYomim, is going to be the days of the month may actually be only 29 days apart from each other, whereas the Oneh Ben-Enos will be the next day, so they could often be back to back in that situation. If a woman has a verses Kavua, she has a fixed period, and she sees outside of that pattern, what should she do? So let's say that she, well, we'll get to an example in a second. So then in that case, yes, she still has a fixed cycle. But if her cycle changes, and let's say she's out of a sync of her regular cycle, she has to be concerned the next month about perhaps this new day that might be the beginning of a new pattern which is emerging, and so she's concerned of that like a versus she'ena kavua, an unplanned versus. This sounds complicated, so let's go through an example. So let's look at an example of a woman who doesn't have a versus kavua. So let's go through this. So the first case is, let's say a woman sees Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that's when she has her first period, and then on the 25th of Iyar, 25 days later. So how does she plan this out? So she does not have a versus kavua. So she must be mindful on Rosh Chodesh of Sivan. She has to be concerned about versus HaChodesh, which is the one which is going to be on Rosh Chodesh, because that's when she saw. And she also has to be concerned about the 2nd of Sivan, because the 2nd of Sivan is 30 days later. So there's a versus HaChodesh, that's the first period. And the other one is the 30 days later, which is the Oneh Ben-Enos. She also has to be concerned about the 20th of Sivan. Why? Because the gap between Rosh Chodesh Iyar and the 25th of Iyar is 23 days, not including either side. So she has to be worried about 23 days later from the 25th of Iyar, which is now the 20th of Sivan. However, the 25th and 26th of Sivan, which are the monthly, right? And she has to be concerned about the 25th and the 26th of Sivan, because that's going to be the Versus HaChodesh and the Oneh Ben-Enos for the second year, for the second time she saw. But she does not need to be mindful of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, since Rosh Chodesh Iyar was missing, right? Meaning she only saw in Rosh Chodesh Iyar and then the 25th of Iyar, so then she's lost her Versus HaChodesh of the Rosh Chodeshes by the time she comes around to the next one, because she saw on the 25th. The 25th now takes the place of the Versus HaChodesh. Let's take an example of a Versus Kavua. Let's say a woman has a 25-day cycle, so she sees every 25 days. And then, 1 month, she sees 28 days later. So she still carries on observing the verses on the 25th day, which is a regular cycle. But the next month, she is more cautious on the 28th day as well. If she sees at 20-day, 8-day intervals from now onwards, three times, then it uproots the 25-day cycle, and now she will have a versus aflaga of only 28 days. And that's how it will work. What if she sees blood on the varying, like on the 28th, the 29th, and the 31st, as an example? So in that case, she has uprooted her versus kavua, but she has to keep the versus achodesh, which is the day of the month, the Oneh Ben-Enos, and the versus afloga, but she does not have a versus kavua anymore. So generally speaking, the rule is, if a woman has a fixed versus, a fixed regularity, she'll always keep that day, whether it's a gap or the day of the month. But if she has no fixed period or predictability, then she'll keep three periods. One is the Oneh Ben-Enos, 30 days, the Versus HaChodesh, which is the same day of the month, and Versus HaFloga, the gap between the last period and this one as well. What is the best practice for women? So the Kitzur recommends that record keeping is recommended for a woman without a versus kavua, and she should write the date of when she first saw it, the day of the Hebrew month, and the number of the days between flows. So this way she can always calculate. It's always better to have a calendar to be able to do this properly. How many missed occurrences can eliminate an established cycle? So she needs three sightings of blood outside of the cycle to uproot that versus kavua. Must a woman be cautious of physical symptoms as well? So the answer is yes. Even as a single symptom, let's say she has cramps, let's say she has flatulence before her period, then we treat it like a versus she'ena kavua next month if that becomes the precursor to it. But if she does it three times, then it becomes a versus kavua. How is a symptoms-based cycle eliminated? So if three times the symptom occurs without bleeding, then it uproots that being a versus. But if it's a combined, let's say a versus amurkav, so it's a symptom plus a date, both must be absent three times to eliminate it from being a versus. And finally, last observation is, the last concept is the behavior on a versus kavua. What must a woman do at her oina in order to confirm no flow has occurred? So Kitzur says she would need to wear a moich, a cloth inserted into the vaginal canal, throughout the period to ensure that no blood had come through. However, many poskim disagree with this and say that's not necessary. She needs to do a bedikah, an internal check with a cloth in the morning, internal check with a cloth in the afternoon, and she should be sufficient as well. That's sufficient. Okay. Does this apply to a non-fixed times or an oneh ben oneh? So no. For non-fixed vest she'ena kavua, if she felt nothing, she is clean, although it's recommended she do a bedikah on the day. But for the oneh ben oneh, who treated with the same stringency as a vest kavua, and she really needs to do a bedikah in the morning, a bedikah in the afternoon. What happens if she did not do a bedikah on the yom haveses, on the day of the veses? She would still need to do one afterwards before she can be with her husband. Can she wash herself during the Anasa Vesis, during this period that she's expecting to see her menstruation? So the Kitzur says she may not, and if she does, by a Vesis Kovua, she cannot do a Bedik anymore because she may have washed away any blood that came out. However, many points can disagree with this and say that a woman may take a shower, may bathe before doing the Bedik on the Yom Vesis. When can a pregnant or nursing woman stop worrying about their periods? So after 3 months of pregnancy or during nursing, they are considered mesula kos damim. Women do not see blood, generally speaking, even if they have a vesis kavua. And they just, at the beginning, would need to take that day of the vesis kavua and be choshes like it's a vesis she'ena kavua. So she would always see on Rosh Chodesh, on that first Rosh Chodesh, she should be concerned to refrain being with her husband at that point in time, just as a vesis she'ena kavua, as well. If she did not have a vesis kavua, they did not need to be choshes after 3 months of pregnancy. But obviously, in this period, if she does see blood, it counts as real nidus, and they are back to square one. They have to start counting the vestos as well. What happens after the nursing period ends? So she must resume observing. So if she had a vestos kavur, she picks up the same calendar date, and if it was about a vestos haflog, about the days between menstruations, she would wait for the first period, the first two periods, to create that new interval starting once again. With this, we conclude the topic of vestos. This obviously is a very complex part of halacha. It requires a lot of dexterity, a lot of care, a lot of commitment to keeping, and is the reason that Klal Yisrael is able to continue our Taras HaKodesh because of the incredible dedication of the B'nai Yisrael. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.